Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Come on, let me hear you, let me hear you. Put your hands together like this. Come on. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we reflect. The tempter came. We were distracted. The tempter came. And we fell. We were changed to live a life that's simple. A life that's cool. A life that's simple. It is my goal to remind you of this simple. You redeemed when you were young.
Come on, y'all, and tell them.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world. Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Say it again, say it.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Y'all can say it, tell somebody.
Let's get back to Eden.
Here you go, second verse.
Well, now it's time.
Now it's time.
We change our thinking.
We change our thinking.
Know our design.
Know our design.
And our Father's plan.
And our Father's plan.
Oh, yes, it's time.
Oh, yes, it's time.
We get back to King.
We get back to King.
Now is the time.
Now is the time.
We take our stand.
We take our stand.
We were deemed to live a life that's simple. A life that's cool, a life that's rich and simple. It is my goal to remind you of this simple. To redeem a new world.
Where my Eden citizens at? Let me hear you
say. Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Yeah, sing it to somebody.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Tell somebody a thing.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Then it is then.
Let's get back to Eden.
Okay, tell them how it is, y'all.
Our family is blessed.
Our family is blessed.
Finance is blessed.
Our finance is blessed.
Our mind is spirit.
Our mind is spirit.
And our body is blessed.
And our body is blessed.
We were tempted.
We were tempted.
And we fell.
And we fell. But guess what?
Jesus came.
Jesus came.
Now all is well.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for?
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Tell somebody. Hey.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Oh, you can sing it.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Everybody, sing it.
Let's get back to
Eden. Yeah, right here. Come on, y'all. Let's open up your mouth. Come on. Eden, where you at?
Give it all back.
joy, peace.
Spiritual people in the room tonight. I can't hear y'all. How many spiritual people in the room tonight?
You're not a natural being.
Come on, talk to them. Say it.
Having a spiritual experience.
But you're
a spiritual being.
Yeah, yeah.
Living this natural experience.
Any witnesses out there?
You're not a natural.
Said, let me be spiritual. He also said, it's time that we get back to eating, living on top of the world. Time that we get back where God wants us at. And that's in his word, daily, on top of the world. So happy to have each and every one of you all. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm going to ask Evangelist Renee, if she's available, give us a word of prayer. I thank God for her. Is she available? Hallelujah.
First giving honor to God, Pastor Bill, Pastor Beasley, Minister Ursula, to all the listeners. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and give us our trespasses, and we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power forever and ever. Amen. Dear Lord, we want to thank you for blessing us to see one more day.
Yes.
It wasn't because we were so good, but we were grace and your mercy, dear Lord. I thank you, dear Lord, for bringing me through. We know you are here, Lord. All we got to do is add it. Mustard seed of faith, and he will work it out. We just thank you for all the many blessings. And dear Lord, we ask that you will be in the midst of this review, that we will. Everything will come back to our minds, and it's going to be beautiful. I just feel that this review today is going to be beautiful. And dear Lord, we thank you for all your blessings. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. I'm going to share something with you guys. The Lord spoke to my heart a moment ago and said, Evangeline Renee fighting some things, brothers and sisters, and I want her to know that we're in agreement with her. I want her to know that the devil been defeated. See, the devil didn't want her to pray. I'll just tell y'all. Y'all may not know that. But I'm telling you what the Lord spoke to my heart and said, you let her defeat the devil and be triumphant in it. Ooh, something came over me. The Lord said, tell her to ask her to pray. Ask her if she's available to pray. You don't know what that just did. That put the devil under your feet, honey. I know you might not thought the whole 100% about praying, but I'm going to tell you, you just put the devil under your feet, and he knows it now. He knows that he is defeated in your life. And I just want to speak that on you, and I just want to tell you that's what the Lord had in my spirit for you today.
Mm-hmm.
This is about thriving and don't just survive spiritually now. Don't look at things as a problem, but look at things as an opportunity, just like she did. She looked at things as an opportunity to pray and let the devil know he can't stop her. He can't stop her mouth. She's still going to testify no matter how she feels. And that being said, people don't allow the enemy to cheat you. And this is going to be just a thing of mine. Don't be cheated or don't let yourself be cheated out of what's yours. It's yours. Yours. It's your right. And don't let yourself be cheated out of that. Hallelujah. This week we talked about being in Christ. To be in Christ is to be spiritually or to be spiritual. And we covered a lot of things this week, even though next week we're going to get into some things. And I'm excited about the Word of God. I'm excited about what he says. That blesses me, brothers and sisters. If you didn't know it, you're a partner with the Lord. You're his partner. Like Lone Ranger had Cisco Kid. Hey, you're his partner. Like Batman had Robin, you're his partner. You're his partner. You're God's partner. You got to see yourself like that. I don't know who I'm talking to, but stop seeing yourself outside of God and seeing yourself in him. And with that being said, we're going to get into the review. This review is not just mine. It's all of ours. So before I get started, anyone have anything they want to share about this past week? Something that blessed them? I know on Monday we thank God for Sister William prayer and for her birthday. She celebrated her 95th birthday. I'm just kidding. She celebrated her birthday, whatever it was. And on Monday, we thank God for that as well. But we got into talking about being in Christ. So the floor is you all. Anybody like to have anything they want to talk about? We talked from Colossians 2, 6, 7. We talked from Colossians 2, 8, 10. So we're open. And thank you again, Evangelist Renee. That's a beautiful prayer you prayed, honey. And I know that was God. So anyone else? Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. I'm going on with the computer, bless God. It's all good. Hallelujah.
Pastor, I would like to thank the Lord. I'd like to thank the Lord for keeping me, covering me, bringing me home. I'm not feeling the best, but I'm home. I thank the Lord. I thank him. I thank you all for the prayers. Because prayers, man, that's some powerful stuff. You get two, three together, yeah, it's on. And I thank you all for your prayers. And ask that you will continue to keep me in prayer, and I will continue to keep you in prayer. Amen.
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 The switchboard just did its own thing there, but everybody's back on now. So if anyone want to have any comments on this week's lesson, like we said, we talked from Colossians 2, 6 and 7. We talked from Colossians 2 and 8. There's a lot of scriptures. We talked from Colossians 1, 13 through 23. In between that, we talked about a lot of scriptures, everything from 2 Corinthians 5:16 to 2 Corinthians 5:21. So if anybody have any anything they want to share, this review is ours, not mine. It's ours. So hallelujah.
Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen.
Good afternoon, Pastor Bill.
I thank God for everything. Amen.
Amen.
For his healing, for his protection, for his word. As we get the word in our heart, I tell you, it takes us through the times when we go through sickness or trouble or whatever it is we may be facing. Amen. I, too, like to share my testimony and thank God for your prayers, because I also had a bout going on in my body. The enemy tried to attack my body as well. And I tell you, I got dizzy, and I had just lost control, and down I went, trying to break the fall. I ended up bruising my side a little bit and my knee, but thanks be to God, everything is better. And he healed me as well. Amen.
Amen.
I know. I just asked for prayer. I didn't tell y'all what I was going through, but I tell you, God brought me through. Amen.
All right.
So, I thank God.
Amen.
Prayer works. Amen. When we ask for prayer, and it says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much, so we know, Evangelist Renee and I, know that God hear and answer prayer because he has healed us. He's claiming it, as I heard her say, not 100%, but we claiming 100% and thank God for it. Amen. And with
yeah.
that being said, Colossians 1 and verses 12 and 13, it says, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Then Acts 14 verse says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Amen, amen. And so when we read in these scriptures here, first of all, it tells us we are partakers of the inheritance. Amen. And then that 13th verse lets us know we've been delivered from the power of darkness. And that 14th verse says that we have been redeemed through his blood, not anything that we've done, but through his blood, and that we are forgiven of sin, that we have been forgiven of sin. So see, a lot of times we hung up, so we talked a little bit about that forgiveness. Well, first of all, we got to forgive anyone who has hurt us, we just have to ask the Lord to give us the strength to forgive, and he will. And so let that go. Let it go. Don't keep holding on to something. As I say, let go and let God. Amen. And to know that who you are, we are partakers of the inheritance of God. That means we're new in Christ. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that we're new in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So you're new in Christ. So act like it. You know, have that mindset. Know that you're no longer walking in darkness because we're walking in the light. We're children of the light now. But the scripture says that old life is passed away, is done away with. Because even in the 16th verse of 2 Corinthians 5:16 says, we knew Christ once like that. Well, we knew Jesus once like that. We don't want to be reminded of him being on the cross. Amen. He's risen. And guess what? We who are new in Christ, we're risen with him. Amen. So the scriptures that Pastor has given us through the week is just encouraging to my heart. And it helps me to even be closer to the Lord. When I go back and read the scriptures, it lets me know, yes, I'm new in Christ. I'm no longer, you know, I am partaker of his inheritance. Amen. And so we all are. And once we have said we are new in Christ and we accept him. So let us continue as the pastor teaches the word. You know, even as we saw that after hours, after we leave us coming together here, it's, we are to meditate on that word, get to ourselves, and study God's word and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts, because we're never too old or too young to learn. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Anyone else want to comment on anything we said this week? Hallelujah.
Say one more thing while I'm on here so somebody else speaks. Evangelist Williams, it's always good to hear you as well. Amen.
Amen.
And
thank you.
Thank God for you. Getting on board with us and sharing your comments and your prayers and as God leads you. And you're an example for others as well as they listen and as they come forth also in the word of God. We're thanking God for Evangelist Sharon, how God has touched her. And with her testimony, how God has healed her also. I can go on and on. I'm kind of like Pastor when it comes to that, you know. once we get going, we get going. Amen. So we just thank God for all of you. Amen. For each and every one. Amen. Especially you, Pastor. Keep up the good work. Continue to do as God leads you to do. Because you're a good teacher, and we thank God for you because it helps us to stay in the Word, helps us to search the Scriptures, and help us to meditate on the Word. So we thank God for you too, Pastor.
Amen. I appreciate it. And that's my plan, just saying that word.
Amen.
I believe like Paul believed over there in Romans 8. He said, you know what? I ain't going to let nothing separate me. Nothing. He ain't going to let life. He ain't going to let death. He ain't going to let principalities. He ain't going to let
nothing
separate him from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. And that's where it says. See, the love of God is in Christ. And that's what these lessons have been about. And And I want to agree with you as far as Sister William is concerned. She's been the birthday girl this week, and she did sound off a couple of times, and I thank God. We were talking about reconcile, and even though Pastor brought it out, Pastor said a lot of stuff. Thing that jumped out at me when she said it's to restore, and when you get reconciled, we are being restored. And so I agree with Pastor. We appreciate your comments and everything you bring in to the broadcast, and your humbleness. I appreciate that. And I was going to tell y'all what Evangelist Sharon said the other day. For those that don't know, she's not doing a lot of talking right now. I like to thank God just got her listening, but every now and then she'll text me something. Lord will put in her spirit to text me, and I'll share it. I won't share all of it, but I'll share most of it. And nothing that personal, but, you know, that's through her way of communicating. We've been texting, but she's in there. She's on point with everything. So I want to say that as well. Just piggybacking off some stuff Pastor said, you know. Anyone else have anything to say on the review? Because, I tell you, I'm crunk right now. I'll be honest. I'm trying to hold this new, but.
I would first like to thank everyone for welcoming me to the podcast, and I would also like to thank Pastor for holding my hand and teaching me to walk in the Spirit of the Lord. It's been a pleasure to learn the things that I have learned, because I have been hungry for being with the Lord, and I'm starting to get fed the correct way. I would like to thank Pastor Bell for welcoming me and being able to read with her and get a better understanding of the word. Thank you.
God bless.
Okay. Well, thank you, Evangelist William, and we do appreciate you. I want to share this one part that Evangelist Sharon has shared with me, because she said that our people need to hear the truth. Unfortunately, we tend to analyze with our senses. We are delusioned by our senses. For example, we see or what we hear. And brother and sister, that's where most people are at. They only believe what they hear and what they see. See, and that ain't even faith. The substance of things you hope for, you don't see it. Because if you see it, why you need to hope for it? But it becomes the evidence of what you don't see. So it's not about the optical nerve. It's not what you see with the optical nerve. It's what you believe. So constantly, and this is where God got me at, don't cheat yourself out of what's yours spiritually. Spiritually.
Amen.
Now, while everybody else wants you to make sure you have everything physically, my concerns is about your spiritual. Your spirituality, about your spiritual growth. And I guess that's where Evangelist and Sharon just totally agree. We just totally agree. And I'm not saying the rest of you guys. I was just making a statement about what she said, that we just totally agree. It's about being spiritual, people. So don't thrive. Thrive and don't just survive in your spiritual walk. Thrive. To go back to Eden, strive to be on top of the world. Don't just survive. Most folks are just surviving. They done got to a place, amen. Oh, yeah, therefore be any man be in Christ. And boom, that's it. They happy. Woo, praise God, I'm in Christ. And they don't bit more know what they saying than a man in the moon. They don't know what's going on. That's an old saying, but I just can't say that no more because they said we've been to the moon. But they don't know what it is to be in Christ. And that's why I need to examine this. First of all, over there in Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7, we'll get busy now. Anybody else? Anybody else? Just press 1. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Don't wanna. Okay. Hallelujah. Well, if you change your mind, press 1. We'll let you in, baby. That's for sure. As long as you got a number. Somebody got 11111. You're not coming in until you show me your number. Okay? We need that right there. Okay. In Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7, how that read?
Yes, Pastor, Colossians 2, 6, and 7. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, my counsel for you is simple. Ahead with what you've been given. You receive Christ Jesus, the Master. Now live in him. You're deeply rooted in him. You're well constructed upon him. You know your way around the faith. Now do what you've been taught. Move out. Quit studying the subject and start living it, and let your living spill over into thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Receiving Christ as Lord of your life is the beginning of a life in Christ. Let me say that one more time. Receiving Christ. Now, I know you received Jesus. I know you're enjoying church. See, I get all of that stuff. That ain't what I'm talking about. See, but Christ is spiritual. Christ is spirit. That's what it means.
Yeah.
They didn't look for Jesus to be their Savior. They looked for the Christ.
Yeah,
amen. So in your saying, as you study the Word of God, you won't find, they didn't look for the Savior, which is called Christ. Matter of fact, you call the Christ.
Amen.
Go and see if that's the one. See if that's the Christ, or should we look for another one? That's what John told his disciple. Say, I hear about that fellow out there. He raising the dead. He's doing a lot of stuff over there in the community. I'm locked up here in jail. I can't go visit him for myself. So the disciples said, John said, go see what's going on out there. And the disciples went to Jesus and said, John the Baptist, want to know this, the one that the world feared, that John the Baptist, the one that the whole town shut up everything they were doing and left to go see this man down here in sackcloth and ashes and had a beard and smelled like goat. They went on the other side or the edge of town to see. We want to know. This John the Baptist wanted to know. Elizabeth boy. That one right there. He wants to know, are you the Christ? He's the guy. Go tell John. The blind see. The deaf hear, the lame walk, and the poor have the gospel preached unto him. Them disciples went back boogity, boogity, boogity. So when they got back and they told John said, follow him, that's the Christ. That's the Christ. Ain't telling nobody no Jesus. See, that's what I want I want you to see that there, he wasn't talking about Jesus. He was talking about the Christ, the Spirit that was in that man. Follow him. Read it. Check me on it if you want to. Yeah, that's what happened. So it's important that we stop just running over 2 Corinthians 5:17. Matter of fact, the 16th verse says, because the 16th verse, the 17th verse have to answer the 16th verse. Let me take my time and say
that.
Right. Because the 16th verse says that, well, you know what? We got readers, so we'll let you read it. And matter of fact, we did do that one day this week. But 2 Corinthians 5:16-17. Read that for us, Evangelist William.
2 Corinthians 5:16. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Ye though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet not henceforth known we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible. Because of this decision, we don't evaluate people by what they have or how they look. We looked at the Messiah that way once and got it all wrong, as you know. We certainly don't look at him that way anymore. Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone. A new life burgeons. Look at it. All this comes from the God who settled the relationship between us and him, and then called us to settle our relationship with each other. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. People, they know him as Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
But they didn't really know him as Christ.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the writer explained here is that, wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh, even though we know him that way before. See, that's the way we know him. We know him hanging on the cross.
Yeah.
We know him sitting around the dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
We watch him take saliva and take some dirt, mix it together, put it on a man's eye, and told him to go to the pool of Bethesda and wash. And the man said, I was blind, but now I see. We know him like that. We know him to hang out with them fishermen that they caught so much fish until the other side of the boat, because they had a little doubt about that. They had told Jesus, we fishermen, we know what we're doing. He said, cast your nets on the other side. I mean, they said, we've been here all day and all night towing, fishing. Now, we know what we're doing, because they just ain't biting. Jesus said, put your net on the other side. See, sometimes you got to be learned to walk in obedience. So when they put their net on the other side, according to the scripture, after they put their net on the other side, you do understand that it was so much fish until they tilt the boat over. They had to stop fishing.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. So we know him like that. Jesus said, don't know. Now, y'all know me. Remember when the woman touched the hem of my garment and she's been bleeding for 12 long years? Yeah, y'all know Jesus like that, but I don't want you to know him like that no more. Wherefore, no man after the flesh. I know you know Jesus like that. But don't know him like that. I mean, you were there when he went to the grave of Lazarus. A whole crowd was around, and he spoke those words by saying, loose him and let him go. But the Bible said he called him by name, called him Lazarus. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Some theologians said if he hadn't told him, called him Lazarus, say everybody got up out that grave. I don't know about that, but I know Jesus was at the grave that day, and he called him, Lazarus, come forth. See, y'all know Jesus like that. He said, going forward, don't know me after the flesh, but after the spirit. Yeah. Therefore, and the word therefore means to go back and see what it's there for. That's what it means. So when you go back from the 17th to the 16th verse, you'll see that we have to know him after the spirit.
Amen.
Everybody hadn't been established in Christ. They got established in the church because I was there too. I went to Sunday school, a prayer meeting, Wednesday. Every time the door opened, I was there. But I wasn't established in Christ. I was only established in the church, in the organized church. And God was moving in my life, just like he moved in your life. And if you be honest, you was established, and I'm going to show you this over in Colossians. I want to say it's 2 and 6, but just give me a minute, because we got to get established in Christ. We've been established in religion, but not in Christ. We've been established in a lot of things, but not in Christ. And God want us, it's in 2 Corinthians, couldn't let it go, 6 and 7, Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. We ought to walk in that establishment. Yeah, go ahead on and read that for us, please. Read that.
Yes, Pastor. Colossians 2, 6, and 7. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, my counsel for you is simple and straightforward. Just go ahead with what you've been given. You receive Christ Jesus, the Master. Now live in him.
Amen.
You're deeply rooted in him. Thank you, Lord. You're well constructed upon him. You know your way around the faith. Now, do what you've been taught. Who is out? Quit studying the subject and start living it. And let your living spill over into thanksgiving. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
And
in that seventh verse, it says to establish in the faith. When you're established in Christ, because he tells you in the sixth verse, he says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus. Now, he didn't say Jesus Christ. He said Christ Jesus. You got to get that,
Amen.
See, in the Old Testament, they knew to look for Christ. Like I was telling you about John the Baptist, they knew to look for Christ. But people today, they don't know what to look for. They're not looking for Christ. They're looking for church building, organization, good time preaching, the whole God Holy Spirit. But they're not looking for Christ. Because if they did, they'll know he's alive today.
Okay.
They think he's coming back, and I want to serve notice. He's already here because he's in us.
Yes.
And the only reason you don't know he's here is because he's not in you. Now, you got some Jesus up in you, but you may not have no Christ up in you.
Mm.
Well, I think you have one with that other. Well, see, Jesus means flesh. Christ means spirit. If he didn't, that's what he's saying. Hey, don't know me after the flesh now. You knew Jesus. Don't know me like that. Know me after the spirit.
Yeah.
Hold it. He said, rooted and built up in him. And
established.
Yes. What does the word establish mean? I mean, somebody need to help me out. But I can just see Evangelist Sharon texting me right now. I see it, boy. I see it. So what does establish mean? What does that mean? What it means to be established? I'll go there with you. It means to stabilize. See, the body of Christ, as long as you got Jesus, you're not stabilized. You need to have Christ. Christ stabilized us. He makes us stable. That's what he does. He satisfied, or he get us firm in him. In other words, when you get established in Christ, you're holding steady now. You got the thing steady now. You know, when you're in a car and you're teaching somebody how to drive it, I hope y'all get this one. If not, I got another illustration for you. When you teach, and they just all over the road, they ain't got that thing stable yet. But once they learn how to get that thing stable, they stay in the middle, or they stay in their lane anyway.
Yeah.
Because it means to maintain the stability.
It also means to show that something is true or certain.
Yeah.
Man. Amen.
See, so what you want to do, you want to be, you want to stabilize your relationship with the Lord. Well, the way you do that is by being in Christ. That's when everything, that's when everything is stable, when you're established in Christ. When you're established in Christ, what's going on, you're getting rooted now. You're getting what you need now. You're getting built up in him. See, you got to be built up in Christ, not Jesus.
Yes.
Because you need to know him like that.
Yeah.
See, when you know Christ is, see, and that's what Paul was doing. Paul was religious as they come. He knew, but he wasn't established in Christ. Because he said, as long as they're calling on Jesus, you know, we're going to put these boys in jail. We're going to do a whole lot of stuff. So Christ had to meet him on the Damascus Road to get him straight.
So the
noonday sun was shining so bright until it knocked him off the beast that he was on. And when he knew it was something powerful, it was powerful. Because he looked up and said, who is this, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus Christ, the one you crucified. He said, I'm Jesus Christ. You know, I'm the one you persecuting. You persecuting the church. I am he that you persecuting. We want to teach religion. We want to teach theology. We want to teach... and I said something to Evangelist William on the other day, and I think it's worth sharing it with you guys. Brothers and sisters, y'all got to understand that it's not your fault. It's generational stuff. You know the reason you're like you are? Because of generational stuff.
Yes.
Generational. Yeah. See, your mama learned from her mama, and now you learning. Mm-hmm. Well, if you stop and think about that, that's 90 years right there. You trying to teach stuff 90 years ago. You're not progressing. Preach, I'm trying to do the best I can. See, because when you think
Amen.
About a generation, you lost it. See, it's too many folks out here, and I don't mind telling y'all, especially in Baptist churches, they don't want women to preach. And the Bible says, in these last days, I'm going to pour my spirit out upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Or declare the word of God saying, but what's happening is we are, I keep telling yourself, don't cheat yourself out of what's yours spiritually. Stop cheating yourself. Stop trying to live in generational curses. Those are generational stuff. When you stop and think about you still practicing what they did, I don't know, 90, 100 years ago, and you say, oh, well, and you sing the song, it was good for Aunt Bessie, and it's good enough for me. It was good for my daddy. It's good. It wasn't.
Amen.
That's what they had to deal with. And here you are adding that to your life, and now you're finna teach your children, and some of y'all teaching your grandchildren. Shame on you. Repent, every one of you all, in the name of Christ Jesus. Stop teaching that mess. Teach them that they are to be in Christ, not in a building.
Amen.
And then show them the scripture. Show them over there in, 1 Corinthians 6:19, 1 Corinthians 10. Teach them that. Stop teaching them those generational curses. All you got to do is do the math. If I'm teaching my children... Children, I'm teaching them what went on 100 years ago. That ain't good for today. They flying airplanes in the buildings today.
Yes.
See?
Amen.
That ain't good, brothers and sisters. So let's teach people to be in Christ. Not in a building, but in that spirit. Because that's what you are. You're a spirit being, having human experience. It's time that we live on top of the world, not in the world, but above, on top of the world. Well, only way we could do that is to get a plane or go to the moon. No. See, that's why you got to understand what the world is. The world is a system. We're not to live according to that system. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, this is about your eternal life. Your butt going to get up out of here, okay? I make it real plain to you. Don't leave. And when you leave, you want to leave in the right mind. You want to leave in the right mindset. You want to have that God mindset. You want to have Christ mindset. If you stood today before judgment, what would you tell him? You tell him what church you belong to? You think he's interested in that? Thousands and thousands and thousands of buildings. He want to know, are you in Christ?
Amen.
As a matter of fact, he's just going to give you the opportunity to answer that just to see, according to the scripture, you're going to say, well, Lord, did not we cast out devils in your name? Did not we? Jesus is going to say, depart from me. I ain't never knew you. You were doing that for the flesh. What are you doing to the spirit? What are you contributing to the spirit?
Amen.
Anybody else? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, y'all might well get ready next week. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be off the chain. I'll tell you that right now. Because I'm going to show you there's two gods. We're dealing with two gods, and most folks think the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God of our Lord and Savior, they think that's God that they're dealing with, and they're not. They're dealing with the God of this world. See, that's why we're to be in the world, but not of the world. The remnants of this world have messed us up. But that's a generational thing, see? That's what I'm trying to tell you. So next week, y'all might well get ready for, because I'm going to let you have it, man. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let you know you're dealing with two different gods. And I'm going to show you. And you're going to be able to see there's two different gods. There's the God, because a lot of folks, they blame God ignorantly right now for the bad weather. Well, if God ain't controlling the bad weather, who's doing it? Lucifer, Satan, your adversary.
Amen.
He's the prince of the air. Adam gave it to him. Calm down. Calm down.
Yeah. Calm. Oh, no. Preach.
See?
Amen.
So God, you ain't trying to kill your children because they do bad. Why do you think God ought to kill his? Huh? Huh? Go answer that with your... with all your philosophy. Go answer that one, okay? And preacher said Tuesday, our Pastor Brian said Tuesday, it's on the internet, so I ain't trying to tell you something you don't know. He said 85% of what Jesus was supposed to do, he didn't do it because he was busy doing other stuff. I mean, how can you let blaspheme and stuff like that come out of your mouth? See, that's what the God of this world does. He lets you see the things through the optical nerve. He don't let you see things through a spiritual eye. He will always show you things through the flesh. And as long as you, like Evangelist Sharon said, see, it's the senses, brothers and sisters. God, the God that you're dealing with have been in the senses. That's why we're not to know him like that anymore. We're not to know Jesus according to the senses. To the sense, you know, what you can feel, smell, taste, hear, that kind of stuff. The physical. We're not to know him like that. So next week, we're going to get into that. I'm going to show you where there's two gods, two different kind of gods we serving. And then just on the God that you want to serve. That's all on you. But anyway, anybody else? Before we dismiss here, hallelujah. Anybody else? Do you have any other comments on this week's lesson? Because, see, I get crunk and get off into next week's lesson already. So anyone have any comments? Anybody else? Anything you'd like to share? Press 1. We'll let you in. Just press 1. Because, you know, we will do overtime here. Call it after hours. Mm-hmm. In my day, we'd have after hours. We'll hang out a little longer.
Amen.
Y'all know what after hours is. Y'all ain't like y'all ain't did that before. Amen. That's when the party's over, you're still hanging in there. Well, we finna do some after hours if you need to now. If not.
Yes, that's when you was in the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. That's right.
In the world.
Any other comments now before we get into, before we dismiss? Any other comments? Hallelujah. Press 1.
I thought I heard Evangelist Williams. She was trying to get in there while you were teaching.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Evangelist Williams.
I just wanted to read Colossians 2:5. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joining and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, from the Message Bible, Colossians 2:5, I'm a long way off, true, and you may never lay eyes on me, but believe me, I'm on your side, right beside you. I am delighted to hear of the careful and orderly ways you conduct your affairs and impressed with the solid substance of your faith in Christ. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Awesome.
God.
Thank you, Sister William. That's where your faith has to be, in Christ.
Yes.
That's what God wants your faith at, in Christ. I know some of you thinking, oh, what's the difference between Jesus and Christ? Well, you're going to see next week. We're going to show you the difference. It's just as much different between Jesus and Christ as it is between your mind and your stomach. Because the stuff in your stomach, your mind don't need it. Oh, it may tell it to. But the things your mind need is different than what your stomach need. And stuff your stomach need or your body need is different than what your spirit need. See? All three need to be fed. The spirit needs spiritual stuff. The body needs physical stuff like collard greens and some of them yams I got off in there. You know, you need that kind of stuff, you know. Your mind needs to be able to read and meditate and contemplate. That's what your soul is. It can reason. That's why Satan was able to reason with Adam and Eve. It was in the mind. It wasn't in their spirit. It wasn't in their body. It was their mind, their soul. They could reason.
Yeah.
See? That's what your mind do. It reasons things. So when God breathed into Adam the breath of life, he became a living soul. He became a existing mindset person who was able to reason on his own. He didn't have to live by what he saw, what he smelled. He could reason things in his mind. But he was the spirit. He was the spirit that was reasoning things. The mind wasn't controlling him. He was controlling his mind. Anybody else, thank you so much for bringing that out. It's about being in Christ, brother and sister. It's about having faith in Christ.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
Anyone else?
Amen.
I told you, I don't mind going after hours now. I'll do it. Okay.
Amen.
Right. Well, next week, all I can tell you is get ready. It's coming.